There is time. The sisters won't be back for at least a few days. We can get to Zed first. There is time. I hope you are right. I really do. I'm sure you won't believe me, but I don't want Richard to ever have to wear a collar, to ever face that madness again. But if you can't get to Zed, then you must promise me you won't allow him to miss the chance at life the sisters offer. Tears streamed from Kaylin's burning eyes. Richard would hate her if she made him put on the collar. She knew he would. He would think she had betrayed him. But what of the mark? He still has the mark on him. Denna watched her a long time. Her voice came so softly Kaylin could scarcely hear it. I will take the mark. I will go to the keeper in his place. A shimmering tear ran down her cheek. But I will only do it. I will only give up my soul if I know it gives him a chance. Kaylin stared incredulously. You would do that for him? She whispered. Why? Because after all I had done to him, he cared about my pain. He is the only one who ever did anything to stop my pain. When Dark and Rawl beat me, cried, and he made a potion to take away my pain, though I had never once stopped torturing him, no matter how much he begged, not once. And after all the things I have told you I did to him, he forgave me. He understood what I had suffered. He took my Aegil to wear around his neck and promised to remember me, to remember that I was more than a Mord Sith, to remember that I was once just Denna. Another shimmering tear ran down. And because I love him, even in death I love him. Though I know my love will never be requited, I still love him. Kaylin looked at Richard as he lay on his back, unconscious, helpless, with the keeper's mark, black and bleeding on his chest. The black and white mud painted everywhere on him made him look wild, savage. But he wasn't. He was the gentlest person she had ever known. She realized then that she would do anything to save him. Anything. I will do it, she whispered. I promise. If we can't find Zed before the sisters come back for the third time, I will make him put on the collar, no matter what it takes. Even if it makes him hate me. Even if it kills me. Denna's hand reached out to her. An oath, then, between the living and the dead, to do what must be done to save him. Kaylin stared at the hand before her. I still can't forgive you. I won't forgive you. The hand stayed where it was, waiting. The only forgiveness I need has already been granted. Kaylin stared at the hand and then reached out and took it. An oath, then, to save the one we love. They clasped hands and shared a silent joining. Denna took away her hand. Time is short for him. It must be now. Kaylin nodded. When it is done, get help for him. Though the pull of the mark will be removed, the wound will still be there, and it is a serious one. Kaylin nodded. There is a healer here. She will help him. Denna's eyes were filled with compassion. Thank you, Kaylin, for loving him enough to help him. May the good spirits be with you both. She gave a small, frightened smile. Where I am going, I will never see any of them, or I would send them to help you. Kaylin touched the back of the other's hand, offering a silent prayer for strength. Denna returned the touch to Kaylin's cheek and then knelt next to Richard. Her hand went to the mark, covering it, dissolving into it. Richard's chest heaved. Denna's features twisted in pain. She threw her head back with a piercing scream that shot through Kaylin, and then she was just gone. Richard groaned. Kaylin bent over him, caressing him, crying. Kaylin, he moaned. Kaylin, what happened? It hurts. It hurts so.
Lie still, my love. Everything is all right. You are safe with me. I'll get help.
He nodded, and she ran to the door, throwing it open. The elders were sitting in a small circle in the dark, just outside the door. They looked up expectantly.
Help me!
She screamed. Carry him to Nissel! There's no time to get her!
Chapter 17. When he stirred, Kaelin lifted her head. His gray eyes blinked and searched around the small room until they found her face.
Where are we?
She gave his shoulder a little squeeze.
At Nissel's. She tended your burn.
His right hand came up and touched the bandage-covered poultice. He winced.
Oh. How long? What time is it?
Kaelin looked up from where she was crouched on the floor next to him, rubbed her eyes, and squinted out the partly open door at the gray light.
It has been light for an hour or two. Nissel is in the back room sleeping. She was up most of the night, tending your wound.
The elders are all outside, watching over you. They haven't left since we brought you here.
When did you bring me here?
In the middle of the night. Richard looked around again.
What happened? Darkin Roll was there.
His big hand grasped her arm.
He touched me. He marked me. Where did he go? What happened after he touched me?
She shook her head.
I don't know. He just left.
His hand squeezed her arm painfully. His eyes were wild.
What do you mean he left? Did he go back into the green light? Back into the underworld?
She pulled at his fingers.
Richard, you're hurting me.
He let go.
I'm sorry.
He cradled her head to his good shoulder.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
He let out a noisy breath.
I can't believe how stupid I am.
She kissed his neck.
It didn't hurt that much. That's not what I mean. I mean, I can't believe how stupid I was to call him back from the underworld. I can't believe I did something that stupid. I was warned. I should have thought, I should have figured it out. I let myself focus on one thing so strongly that I didn't look around and see what was coming from a different direction. I must be mad to have done that.
Don't say that, she whispered. You're not mad. She pushed herself up and looked down at him.
Don't you ever say that about yourself.
He blinked, then pushed himself up to sit facing her. He winced when he touched the bandage again. He reached out to run his hand down her cheek, through her hair. He smiled the smile that made her heart melt. He sought her eyes.
You are the most beautiful woman in the world. Did I ever tell you that?
All the time.
Well, you are. I love your green eyes, your hair.
You are the most beautiful hair I ever saw.
Kaelin, I love you more than anything in the world.
She forced herself to hold back tears.
I love you more than anything else, too. Please, Richard, promise me you won't ever doubt my love. Promise me that no matter what happens, you won't ever doubt how much I love you.
He cupped her cheek.
I promise I will never doubt your love, no matter what. All right? What's the matter?
She leaned against him, laid her head on his shoulder and wrapped her arms carefully around him so as not to hurt him.
Darkin Roll frightened me, that's all. I was so afraid when he burned you with his hand. I thought you were dead.
He stroked her shoulder.
So what happened? I remember him telling me how he got here, because I called him, and he was my ancestor, and then he said something about marking me for the Keeper. Then I don't remember anything else. What happened?
Kaelin's mind raced.
Well, he said he was going to mark you, kill you, that the mark would send you to the Keeper. He said he was here to tear the veil the rest of the way.
He put his hand against you, burned you, but before he could do it enough, before he could kill you, I called the lightning, the Kandar. He missed a breath.
I don't suppose that we could be lucky enough that it killed him, or destroyed him, or whatever it is that can be done to a spirit.
She shook her head. No, it didn't destroy him. He was able to block it, partly anyway. But I think it frightened him. He left. Not back into the green light, but out the door. Before he could finish what he was going to do to you, he just left, that's all.
He grinned and hugged her tighter. My heroine, you saved me.
He was quiet a moment.
Here to tear the veil,
he whispered to himself. His brow was set in a thoughtful frown.
And then what happened?
Kaelin steeled herself for the lie of omission.
but she couldn't bear the scrutiny of his eyes. She nestled her face against his shoulder, frantically trying to think of a way to get him off the subject.
"Then the elders and I carried you here, so Nissel could tend to your burn. She said that it's bad, but that the poultice will make it well. You have to leave it on for a few days, until it begins to heal over enough."
She angrily shook a finger at him. "I know you. You will want to take it off sooner. You always think you know best. Well, you don't. You will just leave it on like I tell you, Richard Cipher."
His smile faded a little.
"Richard Rawl." She stared at him.
"I'm sorry,"
she whispered.
"Richard Rawl."
She forced a smile.
"My Richard. Maybe you could change it when we're married. You could be Richard Amnell. Mates to confessors sometimes take their wife's family name."
He grinned. "I like it. Richard Amnell, husband to the mother confessor. Devoted husband. Loving husband." The haunted look returned to his eyes.
"Sometimes I fear I don't know who or what I am. Sometimes I think you are part of me, and I am part of you. That's all that is important."
He nodded absently, his eyes glistening with tears. "I wanted to help with a gathering. I wanted to find a way to stop all this. Instead, as Darkin Rawl said, I've only made it worse. He was right. I am stupid. It's going to be my fault."
"Richard, stop it. You've been hurt. You're just exhausted. When you've rested, you'll figure it out. You'll know what to do."
He gave himself a mental shake. He threw the blanket off and looked down.
"Who washed the mud off me and dressed me?"
"The elders washed off the mud. Nissel and I were going to dress you," she said as his face turned red. "But you were too big and heavy for us. The elders did that too. They had quite a time of it. It took all of them.